I'd like to share with you our first scripture reading. It comes from the prophet Isaiah from the 12th chapter. Here the people of God have been taken captives in a foreign land, and they've been trying to figure out why all this is happening to them. Their families have been pulled apart, trying to make sense of it all. The prophet Isaiah has warned them that some of this would happen, and now in the 12th chapter he begins to turn and give them a message of hope. He says, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say on that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done glories. Let this be known in all the earth. Shout aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." Here ends this reading of the book of Isaiah.
As a way of preparing for Christmas in the season of Advent, we've been exploring how our Christmas traditions help us celebrate the presence of Christ in our hearts and homes. Previously, we have asked, why don't we put up Christmas lights? And why do we give and receive presents? Today, we are asking, why do we put up the Christmas tree? In my family, it is our tradition to put up an artificial Christmas tree on the day after Thanksgiving. To be honest, there are several reasons why I like to put up a Christmas tree. First, I like the ambiance that the Christmas tree gives the living room at night. The colored lights shining off the tinsel add a beauty to the room that we only see at this time of year. Second, and practically speaking, the tree is the place where we place most of our Christmas presents. We will spend Christmas morning at the tree opening gifts. Third, setting up the Christmas tree reminds me of times when I would help my grandmother set up her Christmas tree on the day after Thanksgiving. So when I put up the tree, it reminds me of my childhood when I would spend time with my grandmother. Fourth, the ornaments, as I've said before, on the tree each tell a story about a special time or person in our lives. I like to reminisce about the people we've met and places we've been. We look forward to putting new ornaments on the tree each year. Fifth, and most important, the Christmas tree is a beautiful symbol of God's love. The story of the Christmas tree goes back thousands of years and is still being told today every time a family lights a tree. I would like to briefly share the story of the Christmas tree with you this morning. Thousands of years ago, people who lived in Scandinavia viewed the evergreen tree as a symbol of strength. They saw that in the darkest and coldest days of winter, the evergreen tree never lost its color. The tree stood strong during winter's bleakest times. It is said that in the 7th century, a young English missionary by the name of Saint Boniface was the first person to use the evergreen tree as a symbol for the Christian faith. One day he was traveling across France and Germany, and he ran into a group of men who were worshiping an oak tree. They thought that the oak tree was actually one of the Norse gods. Legend has it that Saint Boniface was so angered by this idolatry that he cut down the oak tree, revealing a tiny fir tree just behind it. Saint Boniface explained to the men that the fir tree was the tree of life. He explained that the winter cold could not kill the tree, and further, that nothing could separate us from the love of God. He said that the evergreen tree represented our hope of eternal life, made possible by Jesus' victory over death on the cross. And in that moment, these men gave their lives to Christ before the priest. In medieval Europe, the evergreen tree became the focus of a church play that took place on December 24th. The evergreen tree was called Paradise Trees. Paradise trees were used to share the story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Do you remember what happens in the story of Adam and Eve? Adam and Eve to disobey God and eat the forbidden fruit. then God sends Adam and Eve out of paradise as a consequence of their sin. There was only one problem in staging this drama: finding a fruit tree in the middle of winter. What they ended up doing was hanging apples from the evergreen tree. So the children, and I can picture this, if there was a tree over here with apples on it, I can imagine all the children here taking an apple, taking a bite of the apple, and then being sent out of the sanctuary into the darkness. Of course, the pastor didn't want to leave the kids in the dark. He brought them immediately back into the church and explained to them how Christ overcomes our sin through his death and resurrection. The pastor would say, we no longer have to live in darkness. Christ is our light. The pastor used the example of the evergreen tree as a symbol of the everlasting life that we have in Christ. The story of hope associated with these paradise trees delighted people so much that they decorated their own evergreens in their homes. They decorated them with apples. Through the years, the decorations became more and more elaborate. Mothers hid gingerbread cookies in the branches. Likewise, they dipped nuts and sugar and nestled them in the pine needles, along with a variety of other dried fruits and vegetables. In the early 1500s, the tradition of placing a tree in the home was beginning to fade for many families. This changed when the Protestant reformer Martin Luther was struck by the beauty of the starlight shining through the branches of the many fir trees near his home on a dark night in December. Luther sought to duplicate this effect by tying candle holders to the branches of an evergreen tree that he had placed in his home. Evidently, it was beautiful to see, and it impressed many of his neighbors. Luther taught his friends that the color of the evergreen tree did not fade, just as the love of Jesus would not fade, no matter the circumstance or trial. In early American culture, people continued the European tradition of placing an evergreen tree in their homes at Christmas. Doing this was inexpensive for many poor families. They would just go out into the woods and cut their own tree and bring it into their home. Tree farms became popular for those who lived in the city. Today, Christmas trees can be found in stores and in churches, on street corners and in yards, in schools and in businesses, and in millions of homes around the world. Last summer, we asked people to give us stories, and one family told me I could use their story whenever I had the opportunity, and I find this to be a perfect opportunity. This story comes actually from one of our preschool families. Dustin and Lindsay had been dating for over a year. It was in the front of the Christmas tree at the Green in Beaver Creek that Dustin went to one knee, held out a ring, and proposed to Lindsay. She was shocked. She was surprised. She said yes. And that's where their engagement began. Now, it's their tradition, since the place where they started their marriage was at the Christmas tree, their tradition is they go out and buy a live Christmas tree every year. They take the tree, lay it on its side. Dustin cuts off the trunk, a disc off the trunk, and he engraves the year onto that disc of wood, and they make it into a Christmas tree ornament. And they've said that over the years, these ornaments will be a reminder of how many years they've been together as husband and wife. Isn't that a clever idea? I can't wait till they've been married 50 years. They've got the tree this full of these ornaments. It's going to be just a beautiful tree. I think this is why the Christmas tree is more than just another decoration. Each family Christmas tree has a story to share, and behind each of these stories is a story of God's love for the world. The Christmas tree is a beautiful reminder of why Jesus was born in the first place. 1 Peter chapter 2, 24, NIV says, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. Jesus came to give us hope for eternal life by taking our sin upon himself on the tree. As we put up the Christmas trees in our homes, it can only deepen our faith and joy if we remember the tree in which the cross was made. It is on this tree that we come to know the extent of God's love for the world.